morning, everybody. Wow, it's Monday morning. It is just after 6 o'clock. I saw some very rude comments last week about how we never start at six, and a whole lot of just bullshit from, you know, obviously much more disciplined people than me and Flex and James. So first of all, welcome back, Flex. He got back from his trip to visit the family in KwaZulu-Natal. First thing he said to me is, not as cold there as it is here. It's a much more civilized place from a temperature point of view. And I noticed the other day, as I was telling our guest, the stalwart, Mashene Sefuti, who's back. You are your stalwart.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, stalwart. That's a stalwart again.
Someone who's been in the struggle from day one. They can be depended on. They can be relied on. we can say to Mash, like, listen, dude, Leanne is in, where is she again? Bali.
Bali.
She's gone to Bali. And we said, you know, who would we like in here and who do people like the most and who always has the best stories? And it's Mash. So you are stalwart. All right. So I was telling stalwart Mash that when you wake up in the morning and you wake up at like 4 or 5, even 6 to some degree, it's not as cold at that point as it is when the sun comes up straight away. Yeah. James and Flex both smoke cigarettes.
Yes. I could smell it on them as they arrived, yes. Yeah.
So isn't that like cool and a little bit...
Smoking cigarettes is no longer cool, Gareth. I myself recently just quit vaping. These things are no longer as in as people thought they were.
Hang on, you've quit vaping?
Yes, I used to vape like crazy.
I started at the beginning of this year and I'm kind of embarrassed that I'm
still
doing
it. You started?
I started it this year. I'm far behind the trend on this one.
Hey, well, Gareth, how do you even get hooked on vaping?
I'm not really hooked. I can promise you I'm not because I've bought probably 4 or 5 since January.
Okay, since
January. So if you only had 4 or 5 vapes since January, that's like less than 1 a month.
How frequently are you smoking? Every day?
No, I usually do. I'll have, while they're out on the balcony smoking after the show, and we have our meetings, right, James? We have our show meetings.
Okay.
And then the two of them will be like,
yeah.
And I'll be like,
the smoky show meetings.
But you know what? I think it's also, I could get used to it and that worries me a little bit. And I know I've already got lots of shit from the people who listen to and watch this show,
Gareth,
about it. But I haven't noticed, the most important thing is I haven't noticed any changes in my physical activity, breathing, or any of that shit. I've never been a smoker, right?
Okay.
So it's not as if it's a kind of this, I'm trying to replace smoking with vaping or anything.
Yes.
If it's there, I'll have it. If it isn't, I don't worry about it.
So the thing with vaping is that it creeps up on you so slowly. The addiction of vaping, it literally creeps up on you. You don't even realize you're addicted until one day somebody grabs it from you or something.
Maybe I'm addicted.
And then you're just like, wah! You're just losing your mind and screaming at them.
So how bad were you?
So I never even thought I was addicted. I was always like shaming my colleagues. Like, I'm not addicted to this thing. Like, I can stop anytime I want.
And they'd be like,
But I was delusional. I was in Delulu land.
Yeah.
And it was only when my partner was like, go a day without it. I was like, hey, you know what? Maybe I can't do that. Maybe let's take things slow. Maybe let's go a few hours without it first before we go a whole day. And that's when I realized that, I am kind of addicted to this
thing. So how did you can it completely? Because you said you'd quit.
So my partner straight up was just like, yeah, it'll be nice if you stopped. And I was like, do you want me to stop? And they were like, if you want to.
See, I think
and I just put it down.
Why vaping gets away with more than smoking does is because it doesn't smell as bad.
Yes,
right.
And also it's this nice
doesn't
smelling
mean it's good.
Cloud. Yeah, you can do it indoors.
And well, we've just decided here in this office, there's no more vaping inside.
Ah, fantastic!
Which I think is good because other people didn't ask for that.
Absolutely, nobody asked for that.
And I don't. I'm always against rules because I don't like it when the government says to smokers they have to go outside.
Yeah,
you know, I think it's just the. Not that it was great before when smokers were on aeroplanes. Do you, I mean, smokers used to smoke on planes. They had ashtrays.
Yes.
On the very old planes, you can still see the ashtray in the...
What?
Can you imagine that?
Remember, cars used to come with ashtrays.
Yeah, big time.
Everything came with an ashtray.
There were ashtrays everywhere. And people used to smoke in movies and everywhere. So I'm not a fan of that as a non-smoker, and I don't like the way my clothes smell when I've been around smokers or any of that stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
But I grew up in a house with parents who both smoke, so I'm not militant about it.
Okay, and I get it.
You know, I've got some friends who smoke, not a lot actually, but I don't mind it. It doesn't bother me. I'm not massively against it, but I do think there's a happy medium. Like, the smokers are going to be considerate, not smoke around everybody, especially children, maybe.
I feel like smokers have no choice but to be considerate, especially knowing that smoking is something that you have to do outside. Well, as compared to vapors. Vapors are the least considerate, in my opinion.
They probably are.
Because they can do it anyway.
You're right.
And also, Gareth, the addiction of vaping, what makes it so extremely addictive compared to a cigarette is a cigarette you have to go outside to do. You have to go to a designated spot. Yeah. If you're going to a restaurant, they ask you, smokers? Yeah. And you're like, yes, smokers, yes. Compared to a vapor, you can do it anyway. Gareth, this thing...
But don't they have rules about vaping as well in restaurants and things? I'm sure they do.
I'm not sure, actually.
I think they
would. I've never tried. I've never tried to vape in a restaurant.
No, neither have I. But, okay, so you decided enough.
Yeah, I just decided. I just went cold turkey. Last week, Wednesday, actually. So last week, Wednesday, when I was here.
Was it
difficult? I was out of it. Oh, it was hard. I was so out of it last week, Wednesday. I was. Nobody was home in this head.
But how does... Okay, so this is the thing that I've also noticed with my limited exposure to this thing.
Yeah.
It doesn't really make you feel any way. It's just a thing you do.
You only realize that you felt something when you stop.
Okay, what? Your lungs?
So the first thing for me was appetite. So nicotine is an appetite suppressant.
Okay.
So the moment you stop smoking nicotine, your appetite skyrockets. Gareth, I've been eating pots of food. I cook. I've been doing meal prep and eating the whole pot every night. It's been hectic.
So, all right, that's number one. So that's not great. You don't want
that's
that.
That's not great. My appetite is insane. I'm a monster.
Okay.
And then number two, as soon as nicotine leaves your body, your sex drive actually skyrockets as well. Like, you are like always good to go all the time. That's another thing.
Wow.
And another thing would have to be just your lung capacity. I am able to hold my breath for way longer now.
But it's been a week, Mash. How do you know that?
Because I've been holding my breath.
Mash is sitting in the car at like 4 a.m. going with his timer on his phone.
Life
is unpredictable. In a week?
Yes, in just 1 week, the changes I've seen. And it's just been awesome. All of the changes have been positive from my perspective. And on top of things as well, because I'm taking lots of mints. Mints are what actually help you get over vaping. So you need some sort of minty flavor.
You need something to goo with your mouth and your hands.
Yes. So for me, it's been sucking mints, sucking fishermen's friends.
All right.
So I just suck on them. And then, those actually like give me that thing to do with my mouth. And another bonus of that is that, well, I've fresh smelling breath all the time.
But you also get those vapes that have 0% nicotine.
Yes.
Right.
But those feel like you're wasting your time.
Oh, so you like the nicotine?
Yeah.
I got you.
I think I did try those vapes, and I think I still have the flavors. I bought them like last year sometime, and I was like, yep, wasting my time. Feels like I'm just smoking air. So
well,
the nicotine is the thing.
I have a nice comment here for you from Desperate Housewife. She says, just tuned in, always delighted and overjoyed to see Mash.
Aww.
Lots of fans there. okay, and then we've got a couple others. Good news, the amazing Bucks won their game this weekend against Italy.
Yes.
They smashed them, so proud of them for the win. So I actually watched quite a bit of sport this weekend, and we'll get to the sport with James in a little bit. Mm-hmm. He's going to give us the updates on what you might have missed, but I watched some Wimbledon yesterday.
Oh, wow.
I watched the rugby on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
I had a pretty sporty weekend, but all in front of the TV, which is not great because then you just sit there and snack and you're lazy, right?
Not necessarily.
I mean, I can't do it for too long. So that's my sport for the whole of winter sorted now. and then I didn't tell you this at the beginning of the show, but I'll tell you now.
Okay.
I had the most incredible thing happen to me this morning.
What happened?
Which started my week in exactly, I think, the perfect way. I've never seen this before. So I'm walking out to the car, out of my house. I look up and I'm facing south. And I see a shooting star, but it burns a line and then another little piece comes off of it. I think it must have been a comet or, well, not a comet, a meteor or something. Or a satellite burning up. I don't know, but it was beautiful. It wasn't very bright. Mm. So it looked like a star, but it was going, it went like this at that speed. And it took about, I don't know, a second and a half to burn out. But a piece broke off of it as well. So there were like two little lines.
That sounds beautiful.
And it just felt incredible to see that. And the luck of looking at the sky at just the right time.
Yeah.
I thought, wow, this is going to be a good week.
Wow, huh? That is incredible.
Pretty cool. I think so. I loved it. I've never seen that before. I've never, people have said to me, oh, shooting stars or whatever. And sometimes, you know, if you're in a very far removed place like the middle of the Free State or Northern Cape or whatever, you sometimes see these things.
Yeah.
More, but they're kind of faint and you really have to look carefully. This was bright. There was nothing else. There were no stars around it that were as bright as it was when it did this. So I thought that was a pretty cool thing to see.
That is absolutely wild.
Yeah. First thing on a Monday.
A comet or aliens. Could have been either.
Aliens, satellites, meteor, who knows what it was, but I loved it.
Sure.
And then Bitcoin Butt has started the morning strong. He says, morning, Bitcoin price is at $121,000 or $1.16 million per Bitcoin. You are not too late, he says. Save in the strongest asset in the world. We're going to 10 mil. So Bitcoin Butt living by his name. And marketing the hell out of Bitcoin, but that's good. I mean, listen, it's just you got to start at some point.
Yeah, you got to push something.
I noticed filled up the car yesterday too, and I'm like, geez,
how much was it? Was it a lot?
It felt like it was a lot more. Okay. It probably isn't that much more.
Yeah,
but every little bit, you know, it doesn't take. You don't have to go up in huge increments. It's just you fill up your car and you're like, fuck this every time. This is what it's going to cost me.
Makes you hear a huge difference. Oh, the price is up by 82 cents. You're like, oh, man, whatever. Until you go fill up and you see that 100 rand difference or whatever on your full tank price.
I saw that useless president of ours on TV yesterday.
What happened?
Well, he was meant to address the, you know how he used the family meetings? The ones. First of all, again, as predicted, he was late.
Okay, the usual.
That guy can never do anything on time. Now, that normally wouldn't bug me, but remember the whole way through COVID, every time he did one of those family meetings, always late. Remember?
Every single time. Every single one.
Get his shit together.
Yeah.
Now, either you are not in charge of your life and someone else is. Like, you're being ordered around by other people because you are not the main actor. I mean, if you're the president and you say to the whole country, I will address you at whatever. I mean, I was watching Wimbledon, so I couldn't have cared less, but I saw the comments coming through from people saying this guy's late again. If you are the president and you say we're going to meet at X time, you are there at X because that's
you have
what
to
you
be.
Leaders have to show up for starters.
Lead by example.
Correct. Second thing, when you don't arrive on time, what you're telling everybody is that you people are not as important as me. Mm. I'll take as long as I want.
Absolutely.
Which is rude and disrespectful.
Yeah.
And it just proves again, this guy is not interested in the problems we're facing as a country or in anything that ordinary citizens are going through. He's only interested in himself. And that is why he can't even pitch up on time for things. And don't tell me there was an emergency or if you make an appointment for 7 o'clock at night or 6 o'clock or whatever time it was meant to be, because I didn't watch it, then you be there.
Especially when it's your damn appointment.
You made the appointment.
Do you know how annoying it is when someone invites you to something and they're late for what they invited you
to? Correct. So I just think, I really think that if you're a politician and you are late for things, then we should just
fire you.
Yeah, we should be able to like cut you out of your job.
Absolutely.
Really. I don't see why anyone should have to put up with that shit, especially from a president who just has seemingly no time for us when we need him.
Did he say anything worthwhile?
Well, it was apparently about, I'm going to have to read this because I didn't watch it.
Yeah.
I couldn't be bothered. Like, I stopped paying attention to this guy a long time ago. Only reason I bring it up on the show now is because we were talking about kind of being on time and things. So he announced a judicial commission of inquiry into alleged corruption and political interference within South Africa's police force. According to claims that Minister Senzo Mchunu obstructed a probe into police killings and political killings, he has been placed on immediate leave with Feroz Khachalia, who's just another ANC apparatchik appointed as the acting minister. I think he was Minister of Police in Gauteng for a while, Feroz Khachalia. The commission will investigate. So he's launched another talk shop. You know, we've got the National Dialogue, and now we've got the Commission of Inquiry. This guy just loves having people sit in rooms and talk shit, because it's all he knows, right?
Yeah.
He's not an action guy.
Yeah, he's not, unfortunately.
So there we go. That's what it was all about. It was all because, you remember the police commissioner, General Kwanazi?
Yes.
Said all those things.
Yeah.
About a week and a half ago. And then it took President Cyril Ramaphosa a whole week and some to respond. And he's like...
It could have been a tweet.
It could have been an email, man.
Yeah. Straight up.
Really?
Donald Trump is running America from Truth Social.
Correct.
He could run South Africa
from
Twitter.
Why can't this guy just learn from that? Anyway, I don't want to talk politics first thing on a Monday, but that just irritated me. Just be on time. You know, it's not too difficult. There are people who wake up at 3 a.m, catch 4 taxis and sometimes a bus and have to walk and still get to work at the right time. They're there.
Before the right time,
correct.
Even.
So what's this guy's problem?
Hey, the country we live in. It just shows us.
And apparently people are pissed off because he's offered interim measures like reporting within 3 to 6 months and a promise that law enforcement will operate without hindrance. Critics say this timeline lacks immediacy, fails to instill urgency during a national crisis. I mean, these are the police. These are the people we're relying on.
Absolutely.
To keep us safe, to look after the country, to make sure things are, like the bad people are put away, that investigations are conducted fast. And he's like, well, we'll do it somewhere between 3 and 6 months.
Reporting within 3 to 6 months.
I think he's the kind of guy who wakes up when he wakes up, you know?
Yeah.
Like, fast asleep. Look. Very urgent. And then when he wakes up, people are like, oh, Mr. President. Mm. Gathering around him, trying to schmooze him.
It's just ridiculous.
It's Gareth. Just dumb. It's dumb.
Our government.
Anyway, so MASH has quit vaping. This is very big news. Very important stuff. You say you've replaced it with sucking fishermen's friend mints.
Yes. I've been sucking the mints. And
it's the way he says it, right? Why does it always sound dirty when MASH says it?
I have no clue, Gareth. I'm such an innocent person. Mm-hmm. But yeah, the mints have been working for me. And one thing it's opened my mind to is just addiction. Gareth, addiction is the most evil
okay,
thing.
Okay, so I saw a clip yesterday. I want your thoughts on this.
Okay.
You're worried about addiction.
Yeah.
6% of young people in America, I don't have the stats for South Africa, but 6% of young people in America are addicted to drugs and alcohol. Only 6%.
Oh.
Those are the current statistics according to, I don't know, people who review and research these things.
Yes.
28% of young people are addicted to social media. And which one do you think is worse in the long term?
Social media.
Right.
Because you can't stop.
Yeah.
Alcohol, you can stop. You can go on with your life. It's not like you're drinking 24/7. Social media is toxic.
So rather drink.
Rather drink and
or
smoke.
Or take drugs than be on social media the whole
time. Yeah. Take all the drugs.
Do what you have to do, but don't be on social media all the time. That's way worse for your mental health.
Gareth, social media is so bad for you. In fact, speaking of addiction as well, I was actually talking to a friend of mine. I actually have a video clip that I gave to the guys as well about online dating.
Oh, yeah.
So online dating actually became an addiction to people at some point. And only now people are starting to get out of it. People are starting to get out of it. People are starting to admit it and say that I was addicted to this thing.
Really?
And I've been talking to a friend of mine actually this past weekend, and I told him that because he was like to me, no, like you guys are all in relationships, because now all my friends are in relationships except like one friend. And this one friend is
Jen,
like,
this one sad friend who has a good, just this one person. Everybody else is happy and settled. And there's this one sad sack of shit.
But he's like, no, guys, it's just, you know, it's so easy to be heartful of people nowadays. You know, one mistake and you're out. And I was like, friend, are you still on the dating apps? He's like, yeah, I am. I'm like, no wonder why it's one mistake and someone is out, because you're seeing people as options.
All right, so I, before you even share this clip with us,
yes.
Here's a scary thing.
Mm.
A friend of mine the other day, he wants to be in a relationship. So
yes.
he's been looking for a girlfriend for a long time. He's a cool guy. He's smart. He's funny. He's got a good job.
Mm-hmm.
He's in good shape. He just wants to meet. And his criteria were not outrageous, okay?
So yes.
I'll tell you what some of them were. And then you can tell me what you think the number is. So he goes into, he used ChatGPT and Grok.
Okay.
And he said to it, how many women between the ages of, I think he put in like 26 to 40.
Okay.
It's a big range.
Yeah.
There's a lot of difference between a 26-year-old and a 40-year-old woman, okay? Mm.
How old is your friend of
ours? He's probably between 38 and 42. I'm not exactly sure.
Oh, okay.
Yes, that's somewhere around 40.
Yeah.
Anyway, so she must be between, 28 to 40.
Okay.
She must not have a mental health condition.
Okay. Preferable. Okay.
No, he doesn't want like a crazy or a
yeah.
depressed or an anxious. And we'll get into this in the last hour, by the way. We're going to talk to someone who actually knows about this stuff, because Dr. Hanan is not on this morning. And you may have noticed that Mash is not Leanne. But he didn't want someone with a mental health health condition. He just doesn't want that going into a relationship.
Okay.
Again, not unreasonable. Why would you want someone who has severe chronic depression if you could have someone who doesn't? Okay.
Yeah.
It's just you're less desirable if you're depressed. Sorry.
Yeah.
I hate to break it to you, but there's something to be depressed about.
Certainly.
Okay, then he didn't want her to have a kid by another guy. So in other words, he's not looking for a virgin. He just doesn't want some other man's child while he's starting a relationship with you. Because then he has to see this other man.
Fair.
I mean, again, not unreasonable.
Yeah, fair.
He said he doesn't want her to be obese or anorexic, but anything in between is fine. So, again, quite
healthy.
Reasonable. This is reasonable.
Yeah.
These standards are much lower than the ones I would have put into Grok.
These are things that I wouldn't even mention, because these are like things that you don't even mention.
For you, they're default, right?
They're default.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, between obese, which is no one really wants that, and no one really wants anorexic. Again, those are just not attractive. So somewhere in between.
Yeah.
Why are you laughing, James? Is it attractive to you?
No, I was coughing.
Oh. That was a cough. Don't lie, James. I heard you giggling like a maniac over there.
Yeah.
James hates fat people.
As soon as you
said
obese, he's like,
James,
I was like,
he hates fat people so much. He makes me look moderate by comparison.
Hypo, James.
Very bad.
Nando, I'm on the show more often now that I'm skinny.
Anyway, so all right.
Yeah.
Age range, size range, no mental health conditions, no kid from a previous man.
Yeah.
I think those were, I mean, he might have said, I don't know. He didn't put any major other considerations in. He didn't say, I want her to be brunette or blonde. I want her to have big tits. I want her to have a great job. None of that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
None. So those are things that you would think would matter. But he was being as general as he could.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, just those conditions I've mentioned, with one or two others that were much less important that he might have thrown in, but that don't affect the outcome, because I don't remember them being important features.
Okay.
How many women do you think are available to him in all of South Africa?
How many people, what's the population of South Africa?
60 million, call it 65 million with all the illegal immigrants.
Okay.
Divide that in half roughly, you got, call it 30 million
female population.
Women.
Yeah.
Of those, let's say he prefers white women or black women. So you're cutting out a large percentage there. If he wants white women, let's say, then what's he got? He's got like maybe 2 million total white women, only about 4 or 5 million whites. It's not a lot.
Really?
Yeah, it's tiny.
Oh, yeah, it's minority.
So let's say 2 million.
Okay.
Of those, you've got to cut out the lesbians because they won't be interested in him. That's a few.
Yeah, of course.
You got to cut out the ones who have the mental health conditions. That's a few.
Yeah.
You got to cut out the ones who have a kid by another man. That's quite a lot, I would think.
It's a lot.
So how many do you think he has a potential of meeting, finding, and they're probably not on the dating apps, but anyway, how many do you
think? A million?
Ha! A million?
Am I pushing it?
A million? No, the number it came up with. So this Grok said 28 women. The whole 28 women fit his criteria.
Oh, well, that narrows down his search.
I mean, but I don't. Where would you find them for starters? I don't know if that's absolutely accurate. So he went back. Now, by the way, he told me that the process. That's how I know so much about this. And I remember because it upset me. I thought afterwards, that can't be right. Anyway, he came up with a number because he said to both AI engines, he said, "I want you to give me a generous sample. So what is the widest possible sample this could be? Based on those criteria and give me a range rather than give me an exact number." Because, I mean, 28 sounds suspicious, right? That's I mean, there must be at least 28 in Joburg alone.
Yeah.
Right? You would think.
That number is
anyway,
too little.
So it came up, it said at a minimum 15. Okay. At a maximum, it said 150. So it seems a bit arbitrary, and I don't know if that's right, but maybe it is. It's using the census. Maybe it's using mental health statistics published by either the health department or private medical aids or who knows.
Ish. The thing is also with all these statistics as well, it only counts if someone has like actually, you know, went for therapy and stuff.
Yeah, they're
like
self-reported.
Or self-reported,
look,
yeah.
I don't know, but that frightens the hell out. Let's imagine it's 150. That's still nothing.
No, Gareth.
What chance do you have to meet 150 in the whole of South Africa?
Zero.
No chance. They might all live in KwaZulu-Natal, for all
and,
you know.
And you're on Tinder swiping people in your 5 kilometer radius.
No chance, right?
You'll never meet these
people.
So
when you talk about your friend who's addicted to these dating apps, I feel very sorry for people who want to be in a relationship. Because I think it's harder than ever to find someone of quality.
Oh, it is. But also, it's partially their own fault if they're still on these apps as well.
Yeah.
Simply because the act of swiping is so addictive, Gareth. That swiping thing, you gamify meeting people. So now that you see it as a game, you no longer see people as people. Meaning that one little mistake that someone does, someone breathes the wrong way. And you're like, oh, I'm going to swipe on him. And I'm going to move on to the next one. Someone greets you the wrong way. Someone just doesn't respond to one text that you sent them. And you immediately write them off. When in reality, and I asked this friend of mine, like, how have your recent dates been going? And he's like, no, you know, me and this person were like vibing and we're chatting. And then, he just stopped being like reciprocal, you know? Then I just stopped responding as well because he stopped responding.
It's childish and people have no perseverance.
Exactly. And I was like, hello, one of you needs to push.
Yeah, but one also, of you needs you know, to. I mean, listen, a big part of it, Mash, is that people can't even look each other in the eyes because of these things.
They can't.
So when you meet people, you can see it. A lot of people under the age of, call it 35.
Yes.
They have huge trouble just making eye contact.
Yeah.
And there's no confidence, zero. Gareth, your friend, says Nunya Biz. Put that back up. Nunya Biz says your friend should consider someone with a kid. Many kids whose fathers have abandoned. Yeah, but that's not his fucking problem. Why should he have to pick up the slack for a shit dad? If you're a deadbeat dad, don't drop your fucking children on my pavement. I mean, I'm standing up for him. I don't know that that's his thinking here, but I've thought about this, right?
Okay.
And I've met some amazing, amazing girls who've got like, they tick a lot of the boxes, and I'm way more picky than this friend of mine.
Yes.
But I will say this, if you've got a kid by a man other than me, I'm not looking after that kid, and I don't want to marry you. If you've got that baggage, it just puts you in a category that I'm not interested in.
Yeah.
And I don't think it's very popular for people to say that. And probably I'm going to get a lot of hate for this. And that's okay.
But it's your preference,
I don't
Gareth.
Want – if Mash has had a kid with some woman and then I decide 6 years later when Mash has like run off to somewhere, I decide I quite like her. But she's got Mash's kid. It's a deal breaker for me. I'm not interested in taking on your kid from another man. I'm just not. Carl says, do you know how few people the criteria know that the plural of criteria is criterion? Actually, yes, criterion, criteria. Criteria is the plural, correct. You should just ask the woman that question and see what their response is. That should be your only criterion. Yeah, okay. ChatGPT is shit at research. It's at 1990s levels of knowledge, still, says Patrick. I've heard this from a lot of people. And then someone else here, Danny, said, Gareth, AI is shit at maths. At one point, ChatGPT couldn't get the answers to how many R's are in the word strawberry, right? Yeah, they've launched Grok 4 now, which Elon's very excited about. And then people, all they do now is they try and catch Grok 4 out, and then they screenshot and they send it to Elon and go, it's shit. and he has to respond to all of them. You got to love living in 2025. I mean, you can actually find the guy who's the CEO of something and say to him, why is this thing not working?
Directly.
I made the mistake of asking AI for help with working out my raw dough weight for my bread, says Bitcoin Boots. Never again. It messed up that maths three times. Yeah. Speaking of relationships, is Gareth in one? You never talk. No, I'm not. That's why I don't talk about it, because it's fuck all to say. The Real Network, maybe it was Mecca Hitler Grok, and there are 28 women in South Africa who resemble Eva Braun. Maybe. Again, that's a Grok problem, right? Strayamate says, Nanya Biz, that's so true. There are so many shit men out there who abandon their kids in this world. Don't need him in my life anymore at this point, but he still left me with scars. Yeah, okay. This is not a therapy session yet. I don't see Dr. Hanan. Do you know how few people... Okay, wait, hang on. It sounds correct that your friend needs to order a nice Russian or Eastern European. Well, listen, that's always a possibility, eh? I think Gareth's supposed friend is also named Gareth. What? No, it's not me. He's saying I was doing this. I wouldn't have thought to do this. This guy, okay, so this friend of mine actually wants to be in a relationship.
Yes.
He's actively looking. He wants
That's
love.
Also the issue, the actively looking part.
Yeah, I know, but you know, I honestly, it's fine. If you want to be in a relationship, you got to find one. But I'll tell you, it's hard. This is why I bring it up. If that number is even, let's say it's a tenth.
Yeah.
Let's say it's 1,500.
It's such a big
number. If it's 1,500,
yeah,
that's still small. If you're looking for a needle in a haystack, 1,500 out of the total population of 60 million people in this country is tiny. So,
Gareth, a little bit, I feel like the number that that ChatGPT gave your friend might be accurate, because also
I think
our
might
matches
be to
are few and far in between. Just because people are our types physically, just because people are our types and we get along with them, doesn't necessarily mean they're people that we should be dating. So I feel like it might have narrowed it down to a certain degree to somewhat of a realistic number to how many actual matches your friend might actually have within this country. But at the same time, it's a tough pill to swallow.
The Olinda says, okay, Andrew Tate, with laughing faces. I don't like Andrew Tate, and I don't like the comparison.
Yeah.
There is nothing wrong with me telling you what I prefer. If I were to marry, I would not marry a woman who has a kid by another man. Just me.
That's a preference.
And if I don't tell you that at the start of a relationship, I'm lying. Then
Absolutely.
It's going to go badly from that time.
Then you're
on.
Wasting both your time.
Correct.
Yeah.
And it just, so the minute I hear that, and I promise you there are some absolutely amazing, amazing women out there. No fault of their own. I'm not saying I'm assigning blame. I'm not calling them names. It's not my preference. I think there would be many things that would put other people off of someone or turn them on. But one of the things that for me is it's a deal breaker if it's going to be a relationship. Look, hook up, fine. You know?
Yeah, yeah.
Hook up, who cares?
Ah, it doesn't
like you
matter.
Get together, something fun happens. Maybe it carries on, maybe it doesn't. But if you're going to be seriously committing to something, that's just not on the menu for me that she's going to have a kid from some other guy. Ask Penwell, says Bitcoin Boot. Yeah, everybody wants me to ask Penwell about being an absent father. Can I tell you something? I am not particularly interested in most people's personal lives.
Yeah.
Doesn't interest me. I don't find it revelatory. I don't find it exciting or interesting. And if he does have a good relationship with his kids, then that's on him. That's his business to keep that way, to try and foster better relations with his kids. If he doesn't like their moms, and it sounds like there's more than one, then again, that's how's that ever going to be my problem or Mash's or James's or yours?
What are we supposed to take from that?
Yeah, whatever you do, you must do. It's like, you know, people who have serial kind of, what do they call them?
Serial what?
It's almost like they
killers.
Are, no, not serial killers. No, like they serially jump from one person to another.
Oh,
they,
serial daters.
Serial daters.
Yes.
And people who are codependent.
That's
it's their business.
Yeah. So it's their business.
Sure.
Yeah.
I'm not that interested in that.
Let people do what they want.
And I don't care about Pennell's personal life.
But yeah, the entire dating landscape has just become this toxic wasteland where everybody wants this perfect person, and one little mistake someone does, one little box someone doesn't tick, and they're over them. And
I'm not saying I'm some kind of prize.
Yeah.
Let's not get confused here. I'm not saying that I would be the easiest person to be with.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that I am, you've landed some tremendous win if you end up in a relationship with me. Frankly, I'm not looking for one. If it happens, it happens. Great. I'm not closing the door, but I'm not like this other person whose name I'm not going to mention now because you'll all like harass him for the rest of his life. But he's looking for a wife. He's looking for a girlfriend. He wants a permanent relationship. He wants to commit to this. And that number to me seems very, very small, which depresses me. Carla van der Vestesen says, tell the friend to remove the mental health criterion and see how that number increases.
Hi. I feel like we all have issues, though, Gareth.
Yeah, sure. And
we all have something.
Yeah, I know. But you would not choose that.
Yeah.
If you could have someone without that. Let's just be clear about how people have preferences.
But in reality, though, you can have someone who's just good at hiding that.
But Mash, your preference would be that they weren't mentally ill.
But the reality of it is you'll have someone who's good at hiding that.
And get the fuck
mental,
out of there.
I have mental issues as well.
Run,
we all do.
Then run a mile if you find out they've been hiding their mental health condition. Listen, I think depressed people.
Yeah.
I'm not a good match for depressed people.
Yes. I'm not either.
I have zero sympathy. Mm. I don't really want to hear you moaning and whining. Yeah. I don't want to see your sad face. Mm. I'm not interested. So I would be a terrible partner to anyone who had a mental health condition that tended towards depression or anxiety.
Anyone who has depression or anxiety shouldn't be in a relationship, period.
Well, yeah, they should just...
Because now you go to the gym, you go to an event, you go anywhere, and they're losing their minds wherever they are.
I don't know, because I've never dated anyone who's been like that. And if they have, good for them for keeping it to themselves.
Absolutely.
Because otherwise I would have run a mile.
Hey, Yazin.
I just don't, hey. You know what? Life is good, right? Mm. I have enough time to do the things I care about.
Yes.
See the people I want to see. Mm. Spend time with family. I get to do a job I love.
Yeah.
I'm going to screw that up by having some depressed chick on my... sitting at home waiting for me. Oh, you're home again. Oh. Yeah. How was your day? Oh, it was depressing.
Hey, Yazin, Gareth.
Would you like me to dig a hole in the garden for you? You know, I'm not good at this stuff.
Yeah.
Dearlinda says she's joking about the Andrew Tate thing. Don't worry, I didn't take it personally. I just think it's funny. The police just arrested a woman who was collecting child support from 11 different guys, making each one think that they're the father.
What?
See?
What a queen.
That's Fiasin. What a queen.
What a queen.
Are you impressed with that?
I'm impressed, Gareth. How do you fool? How many guys?
11.
So that means that she slept with all 11 9 months ago.
Oh, yeah.
Damn.
I don't think that's commendable.
Yo, that is shocking. Mm. But then again, with the dating pool nowadays, that's how people live. 11 people in 1 month, that's nothing.
I think that's shocking because that means she's ripping off. She's stealing from 11.
Yeah. None of them wanted paternity tests.
This is what you got to do. And you know, some advice for guys. If someone...
Yeah.
tells you you're the father of her child, you do the test and you do it three or four times.
You always do the
test. To make absolutely sure.
Yeah.
And then if it is yours, you give the money. You pay.
Yeah.
You don't become some deadbeat.
The tests should be a condition. It should be a condition.
So too. And you, I'm not if paying you have shit any until I get decency a test. At all, then you also You let the child take your name. You go with the mother to register the birth. All of that stuff.
You pay damages.
You do whatever you got to do. You made that child as much as she did.
Absolutely.
Don't leave her with her. Yeah. What a disgusting thing to do. When men behave like that, they do us all a great disservice.
Men or women?
Men. When men behave like that, they just abandon.
Oh, and they abandon.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's revolting.
But now here's a baby. Here's a woman with 11 baby daddies.
Yeah, she's. Look, but I mean, you could say if she slept with all 11 of them, she doesn't even know which one is the father, right? So that's she's true. Casting her net wide. But
what
I think
if none of them are? And it's the. And she
it's
was like.
Another one.
I slept with 12 guys. Yeah. One is broke. One is broke.
She didn't tell, and she didn't tell him, and it's him.
Exactly.
Well, then she gets what she deserves. Mo Rabbit says, many years ago, I dated a nice lady with a kid. Not for me. Just know you will have to be prepared to schedule your life around her child. It's understandable, but it's not for me. Yeah. Not worth it. Judith says, I'm a single mom with two kids. Their father is 100% supportive towards them, and we have a mutual parental relationship and a respectful friendship. I must say I'm lucky, but dating is still difficult. Yeah.
It does make dating difficult. So I'm not going to. Having a child does make dating difficult.
Come on, Gareth says Slippery Pickle. How can we all play matchmaker if we don't know your friend's name? Maybe he should just order from Moldova. I hear you can get her paired with fine wine there. Isn't Moldova also the most depressing place in the world? There are more depressed people in Moldova than anywhere else.
Where's Moldova? That came up.
It's the worst country in Europe. It's near. It's near Romania and Bulgaria.
Okay.
And between them and Belarus or the Ukraine or something. And the most important thing to know about Moldova is it's got huge caverns in the mountains where they store lots and lots of wine.
Ooh, same here.
Yeah. So that's the only thing that's nice about it, though. The rest of it is terrible. I had a one-night stand, says Bitcoin Boot, and the lady had a kid. She didn't tell me. And the next moment, the kid rocks up at the bed, touches my beard, and says, Papa. I ran out within
They had a one-night stand in her home?
Yeah, well.
With her child in there?
Hey, we all make mistakes at some point. Baby mamas always pump the baby daddy. I'll never date a woman with kids, says Pumlani.
Baby not mamas necessarily.
Listen, I feel it's tough for women who've got a kid because, again, there are a lot of guys like me who will just say no. It's just not going to happen.
For women and guys with kids. No. It's difficult for all of them because even women are like, I don't want to deal with your baby mama. Your baby mama's always going to be in your life. She's always going to be wanting to open legs for you and stuff like that. And that's how people view it. People's number one thing is always, you're always going to go sleep with that person you have a child with.
There's going to be a relationship.
There's going to be a relationship and you're going to sleep with them at some point.
Okay, listen to this.
And that's not a thing.
Yana says, Gareth, would you consider a woman with the child, if the father of the child had passed away? I had a hard no on anyone with a child. Then I met a man that I adored. He had a child, but the mother had died. Well, it's easier. Easier if the other person is dead.
Is it?
Yeah, because then you don't have to deal with them. If that person is a single parent and the other parent is dead, that's probably, that counts in your favor, I would think. Makes
you
it
think
easy.
So?
Yes, because there's no ex.
Yeah, there's no ex, but
ex is dead.
Okay. So
that's,
now
that's all right.
Also, it depends on how young the kids are as well.
There is a show on YouTube called Weird City where you fill in a questionnaire and they put it in an algorithm and it will find your soulmate, irrespective of orientation, age, and race. Yeah, if you believe that. I do think, ultimately, I think ChatGPT and other AI will be able to narrow the field and give you, eventually, it'll give you a list of names. And you can be as specific as you want with your
criteria. Here are the five people based on their requests on this platform.
Yeah, and I mean, that's
that
what
match
the,
with you.
So that's what these dating apps are supposed to do, right? You list your preferences, you list your things that you're looking for. And it's meant to match you up with, but it never does, according to people who are.
The thing is, Gareth, nobody actually really knows themselves. You actually don't really know yourself that well.
That's a big problem.
And that's also part of the issue because I only realized, like with my current partner, it made me realize that, damn, this is what I like.
Okay, here's Nunya Biz says, women are more willing to care for other women's children than men are when it comes to other men's children. Women are clearly much more evolved. No, women are just more compassionate and nurturing. And generally have a greater sense of care for infants and children. That's why women are the ones who raise children. Mm. Fathers, in the animal kingdom, if a father thinks a child is not theirs,
yeah,
in almost all animals that are able to do something about it, the father will kill the child. In the animal kingdom, the father will not raise another man's child in the animal kingdom. So consider me a moderate by comparison.
Eesh, Gareth.
You know, if a lion finds that one of the lionesses in his pride has cubs from another male, he will kill those cubs. And the same
is that an actual thing?
Yes. Yeah, same goes in the primate kingdom.
Yeah.
Monkeys, baboons, gorillas.
But how would they know it's not their child?
They can tell. They can smell that the genes are different. The reason a baby looks more like the father when it's an infant, is because the father must recognize something of him in it. I'm talking about humans now.
Yes.
So that he will look after it as his. If he thinks it's another man's child, he's not going to want to look after it. This was always a thing. People would say, oh, he's got your eyes, or he's got your forehead, or he's got your ears, or whatever. It's important when a child is born to a woman that he looks like the father, for the father to create that. Women have a natural bond with the child they've given birth to, and they nurture it, and they are by and large compassionate and kind and caring. That's what women are evolved, if you're going to use the word evolved, to do. So that doesn't surprise me.
But
don't say AKA more evolved as if in comparison to men. Men are evolved in other ways that women are not. If the ex is dead, it also depends if he left insurance money to financially sort the kid out.
I was about to talk about supporting the kid. Because also you can't it's very difficult to just step into a fatherhood role and all of a sudden you have the expenses of a child out of the blue. So the financial part is also very important when it comes to the ex being, well, deceased.
My problem says Miss... How do you even pronounce Chictonic? Anyway.
Where's the comment?
My problem is that most men are shorter than me.
That's an issue, girl.
She's tall.
That's a very big issue.
She's very tall.
Yeah. She'll never find a man.
Sean says, I've brought up other dad's kids, put two girls through school, got divorced, I'm starting again. Well, you have bad luck.
Shame, man. But you know what? It's all about just giving your all, Gareth. If you love someone, whatever baggage they come with. You know, Gareth, when it comes to matters of the heart, you can't control who you fall in love with.
Sure.
You can't control who you fall in love with. It might be someone who turns out to have a kid and you just have to go with it.
Yeah.
And
you know what? If you really care enough and the other person is so fantastic, I would probably make compromises, but it hasn't happened yet.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, objectively, where I am right now, it's not on the table.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. I agree with all those evolutionary and animal kingdom facts, but that didn't make my deadbeat dad care for me one bit when I was a baby. Yeah, okay. Again.
Trauma dumping.
Yeah, you don't. Don't come here and just go and see a therapist.
Yeah,
about
go see Dr. Hanan, guys.
And if you can't get him, there's bound to be someone second or third best. You know, he's the best, but maybe you find some other one who just gives you the pills.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yo, the dating world is so tough at the moment. And if you find someone that you really like, hold on to them, whether they have a child, whether they have a dog, whether they have a what, whether they have an ex they're still sleeping with, you have to hold. Just kidding. The last
look
one
at,
was it.
Look at what Vyasin says. All jokes aside, go back to Vyasin quickly.
What did Vyasin say?
You could miss a great chance to be with someone to share your life with if you don't even try it out. I agree with that.
Absolutely.
Don't ever close the door. Don't ever say, I'm going to be single forever, or my list of things that I expect in a partner is 5 kilometers long.
That's the issue.
You never have happiness.
Yeah.
Allow yourself to be happy and allow yourself to meet as many people as possible.
Yes.
But I do not think you're going to meet them through your phone.
Absolutely. Because also the thing with dating apps is what has ruined the population so much is that because we're all tick boxing people. Mm. Like, oh, they must have no child. They must be within 5 kilometers. Yeah. They must be white and skinny. Yeah. They must be like this, like that, blonde hair, blue eyes. Mm-hmm. The reason why we're not, people are single is because we're seeing people as check boxes.
Yeah.
And not as people. People are dynamic. People are unique. Someone can fit every single criteria you have and just miss one or two things. That doesn't disqualify them from dating you. It just means that you need to learn to compromise on some of the things that you have going on.
Absolutely.
Here. So
I agree with you.
That's the thing. And that's what I told my friend as well.
So tell me about this friend, because you've got a video to show us.
Yeah. So I told my friend, I told my friend the exact same thing I just said now, that people are dynamic. Mm-hmm. You cannot tick box people.
Sure.
And the reason why you're still single compared to all of us is because we just took a chance. We just met people. These people could have been serial killers, and we decided to trust these people one day. Well, you're still tick boxing and you want every single box to be ticked. Mm-hmm. And people aren't that.
Yeah.
Nobody's going to tick every single box. So you have to compromise. Be willing to, rather. So the video that I have here is also a video showcasing how dating apps actually are on the decline. And Bumble, I think it's Bumble, had to fire 30% of their staff.
This is very good. I like this.
It's shrinking.
You made my morning.
It's shrinking. Okay. Producers, roll the tapes.
I knew this was coming, y'all. I knew this was coming. The downfall of dating apps is officially here, and you can't outrun it. We're all going to have to find some social skills, and quick. So let's get into it. Bumble's laying off 30% of their workforce. I've been predicting for a while that the dating apps are going to have a major decline just based off the way that things have been going and the trends I've been seeing. I feel like 2015, around then, is when dating apps really started to become popular. Up until that point, they had existed, but they weren't cool. They were really more for older people, or kind of like a last resort for some people. It was not mainstream at all. It really started having its era in 2015 and peaked during the pandemic. But since the pandemic, we have been seeing the dating apps on a major decline. And I think we're about to see them go back to what they were pre-2015. I think they're about to be pretty much non-existent. So yeah, meeting in the wild is back. We're seeing a big resurgence in in-person events, things like mixers and happy hours and networking events. There's a rise in paddle and pickleball clubs. I don't know what the difference between paddle and pickleball are. Could be the same thing. I don't know. Running clubs are having a big moment. Chess clubs, dance classes, things of that nature. I think we're also just going to see people interacting in public more, approaching people in coffee shops and at restaurant bars. So hiding behind screens is out. Meeting people in the wild is back in, and I love to see it. I think our society really needs it.
All right. I mean, she's not wrong on anything, but except her microphone technique is absolutely shocking. You know, those mics have a clip on them that you can clip onto your clothing. That's why it's that small. Mm. And the reason it has that furry and or spongy thing on the is to stop the that happens, and she must just, if she learned to do that, she'd be very sexy and interesting, and she'd probably pick up more men. But I mean, who am I to know? She's the expert on dating apps, so maybe she knows more than me. I think it's a good thing if people stop using the dating apps for
great thing.
Listen, if you want to hook up, cool, go for it.
Oh yeah, go for it.
Knock yourself out. There are dangers to this. There are advantages to it. There are probably people who have gamed the system to the point where they can get laid every day.
Every day,
I'm sure that there are
multiple people.
And good for them if that's what makes them happy. Similarly, if you're going on there to try and find the love of your life, I feel very
tough
sorry.
Tough titties, because you ain't finding no love up in there, babies.
Tough.
You're not
titties.
Yeah. Like, you just have to grind it down. Unfortunately, nowadays, it's all about social skills. And swiping on someone based on how they look.
What did she say? She said in the wild.
Yeah. Now people have to go back to the wild. You have to go back to the watering hole.
And she said paddle, pickleball, and running clubs.
Yes. That's where it's at. The gym as well. Oh, Gareth. I'm so
many
people.
I don't meet people at the gym.
No, like you wouldn't necessarily meet people. I don't want to meet people at the gym. I'm in a relationship.
You didn't meet your boyfriend at the gym.
No, we met on social media.
Oh, yeah. Just as bad
on Facebook.
Apps, it's just as bad. Facebook. People still use Facebook.
Facebook is still popping, apparently.
Wow.
Apparently.
Mash has gone back to the OG of all social media to find love. But it worked.
It worked perfectly for me. And because I think mainly because Facebook is the real you. You know, you have your old pictures. Mm. You see the very real you. So we saw the real version of each other and we're like, okay, this is where it's at. But yeah, it's time to go back to the dating apps. It's time to meet people at the gym. It's time to work on ourselves. And yeah, I think it's a positive thing. Things are changing for the positive. More people are working out. More young people are working out. It's nice to see all these things, you know, coming together and happening. But I think the most important part is just people learning to I wouldn't say manage their expectations, but stop seeing people as tick boxes. Stop.
I agree with
that
you.
Mentality of
I
the
agree
dating
with you,
apps.
But you don't go into anything blind.
Absolutely.
You don't go in just going, okay, I'm ready to date. Let's just first person I meet, let's go. You know, you gotta have exercise a little bit of judgment. Otherwise you could invite a lot of unstable and weird shit into your life that you might not want.
Oh yeah, 100%.
Okay. So here's some comments. This is interesting. This is from Wade. Sometimes the old people leave the house. It depends. I'm not sure what that's about. Men approaching women at the supermarket, says Nunya. Stop their vehicle along the road to get your number while you're out for a walk. Well, you must be very attractive then if this is happening.
You must be extremely hot. Like,
I mean,
extremely.
You say don't tick boxes, but if you're not physically attracted to someone,
that's a tick box.
Step one. You've got to cross that bridge. Vyasan, again, who said some very wise things this morning. You can think of yourself as the best person to be with, but sometimes you need a better half to tell you it's not fine to take a dump with the door open. We all have bad habits. Yeah, that's pretty revolting. And we do. Everybody needs someone in their life who is able to criticize them and correct them when they're wrong and help them find the least egotistical path forward.
Absolutely.
Right? Because otherwise, if it's all up to you, you're just going to become a selfish sack of shit.
Yeah.
And no one wants that. Mm. Gareth, don't you ever say paddle and pickleball in the same sentence again. You remind me of my ex. I didn't. That woman in the clip did. Okay? Gareth and my neighbor would get along. She's built herself a paddle court and she's in her late 40s. Does she just play against herself?
Yo, she can invite us over. Hey, I love paddle.
We'll all go. The whole team.
Yeah.
We've got the whole office here at The Real Network will go and use her paddle court.
Absolutely. I'll wear my shortest shorts, baby.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she sounds interesting.
Let's go.
She probably hates people. So I realized I went out on Saturday morning with the family. We went for like a late breakfast, early lunch situation.
Okay.
So it was my sister and her boyfriend and my mom and dad and me, and we were sitting at a restaurant. I want to make this clear at the outset. I don't think I am a movie star. I don't think I have the best looks on planet Earth. But my God, one woman went past. She had a nose so enormous. It looked like a beak. She looked like a vulture. She had such a big nose. There were a lot of people who were terrifically out of shape.
Yeah.
Again, I'm not comparing myself to them. I'm just saying objectively, I can only see the world through my eyes. And a lot of these people and couples, and you look at them and you think, wow, that's an ugly couple. But they found each other. Okay, so they're not ticking boxes.
Yeah.
For them,
yeah,
that other person is beautiful.
Exactly.
And I'm happy for them. Let me be clear. If you're in a relationship and you look in the mirror and you look at your significant other and one or both of you is ugly, I'm not interfering. Good for you.
You know, a friend of mine recently was like to me, Mash, you don't go for looks. And I was like, the hell you mean by that? Because I think my boyfriend is the hottest thing on earth.
Uh-huh.
What do you
Careful
mean by that?
Careful now what you say because he's probably watching.
Who? My boyfriend? Yeah, I think so.
Okay, so so careful what you're going to say now. This friend said you don't go for looks.
Yeah, my friend said I don't go for looks. So I was like, what the hell do you mean by that? Because I think my boyfriend's the hottest thing on earth. Okay. It's not about what you think.
But it's subjective.
It's subjective. Right. It's about what I think.
Okay.
So, yeah.
My sister, says Judas, and another friend of mine found their partners on Facebook by people who they knew. Yeah. I, however, get messages from creeps on there from time to time. You know, it is funny. They did this. Do you remember that chart that we put up a long while ago where people meet someone to date? And it used to be, like...
Facebook?
No, it used to be church.
Churchy!
It used to be university. It used to be workplaces.
Workplaces?
You wouldn't want to meet
y'all
someone...
Y'all banging your colleagues?
Yeah, now that would be frowned on, right?
I would definitely
and
frown on...
HR would be called in and everything else. Yeah. But if you think about it, you spend a lot of time at work, right? Yeah, you spend a lot of time at work. Where are you going to meet people? The South African economy is tough. It's not like we can all afford to go out every other day.
Yeah.
So where are you going to meet people? So when people meet at work now, it's complicated because you have to either do it in secret or you have to just say, this is not going to work.
Is it even a relationship?
I can't work with you and be attracted to you.
Are they just banging? I feel like people just bang at work. I don't think they build relationships.
I think it's so, so dangerous. Yeah. That path is just filled with all kinds of... It's fraught with danger.
It's fraught.
If someone else's partner is ugly, that's one less chance that you'll fall in love with someone ugly.
What?
The neighbor's paddle court even has a little uff ducky for the ref. She went all out. Wow, this is an interesting neighbor.
I'm coming to your neighbor.
Yeah, that sounds exciting.
That's Viasen's neighbor.
Bitcoin Boots.
Bitcoin Boot. We're coming there to eat the Bitcoin menu with your neighbor.
I have a client who found her billionaire boyfriend on Facebook. She quit her job and has been in Italy for 3 weeks. I hate her, lol.
Facebook is where it's at, Gareth.
That is fantastic.
Facebook is where it's at.
But what if he's a scam artist and she's paid for that trip to Italy and he's actually a deadbeat? It could happen.
Yeah, there's many Sam Freemans?
Yeah.
There's many of
them,
aren't they?
Bankman Fried or whatever the hell's name is. You guys don't take dumps with the door open, says Matthew Dixon. No, Matthew, behave yourself.
Ish, Matthew.
Kokezo says, at least she must be spiritual, God-fearing, smart, financially stable, and of course, a big booty. That's what Kokezo wants. You know?
Tick the boxes, Kokezo.
Sure. Someone's five is another person's eight. This is
that
true.
That is true.
Yeah,
that
I've
is
seen
absolutely
that.
True. Yeah.
What? Oh, it's time for a break. It's past seven already. Listen, you may think Mash and I need help because we may be mentally ill. Well, you're in luck. And so are we. So in the next hour, we're going to talk to James about some sport very briefly. James, can you keep that down to 5 minutes?
I got you.
Got it? Okay. And then we're going to speak to Kaylee Jorgensen, who is a registered counselor with Health Professions Council of South Africa. She's the founder of Engage Support. Her main focus is creating awareness and educating parents, teachers, and students on the mental health pressures of today's world, as well as resources and techniques to understand and cope better. So this may end up being your lucky day after all. You might not get a whole lot of sympathy from me or from Mash, but Kaylee's the person you need to hear from. So we're going to hear from her next. Don't go anywhere.